The World This Week, Politics.
A new supreme leader was appointed in Iran, Mojtaba Khamenei, the hardline son of the slain Ali Khamenei. Mr. Khamenei wasn't seen or heard of for days after the announcement. Donald Trump was not happy with the choice, suggesting the new leader's tenure would be short. Three vessels were hit in the Strait of Hormuz on March 11th and another three early on March 12th. America sank 16 Iranian mine-laying ships. Massive Israeli and American airstrikes continued on Iran. After oil facilities in Tehran were attacked, the World Health Organization backed advice for the city's inhabitants to stay indoors to avoid breathing in toxic oil-laden air. Nearly 1,300 civilians have been killed in the conflict. Mr. Trump and Pete Hegseth, his Secretary of War, seemed to be reading from different scripts in their pronouncements about how long the conflict would last. The president tried to reassure markets that military action is very complete, whereas Mr. Hegseth said this is only just the beginning. Polling shows that most Americans are opposed to the war, a different situation from the start of previous conflicts such as Iraq. On a visit to Cyprus, Emmanuel Macron announced that he would deploy a dozen naval vessels, including an aircraft carrier strike group, to the Mediterranean and Red Sea to help defend countries from Iranian attacks. When Cyprus is attacked, then Europe is attacked, the French president said, as he raised the possibility of sending French ships to the Strait of Hormuz on a purely escort mission. Britain has struggled to send one ship, a destroyer, to Cyprus, even though Iran has targeted British military bases on the island. On hearing that Britain was thinking of sending aircraft carriers, Mr. Trump said it would have been nice to have them 2 weeks ago, but we don't need them any longer. Israel intensified its strikes on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon, expanding them to central Beirut. Nearly 700,000 people are thought to have been displaced by the renewed attacks. The Israeli government warned Iranian government representatives in Lebanon to leave immediately before they are targeted. Iran provides material support to Hezbollah. A drone strike on Goma, a city in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, was a reminder that conflict in the region continues. Goma has been under the control of M23, a rebel group backed by Rwanda, since January 2025. Multiple people, including a French aid worker, were killed in the strike, which M23 blamed on Congo's army. A new report from Yale's Humanitarian Research Lab found that the Rapid Support Forces, one of the main parties in Sudan's civil war, systematically destroyed fields and farming villages around El Fasher in Darfur. The findings support UN allegations that the group committed genocide in the city, which it took in October 2025. Tens of thousands of its residents are thought to have been killed in the assault. The United States re-established diplomatic and consular relations with Venezuela 2 months after removing Nicolas Maduro as president and taking him to New York to await trial on drug trafficking charges. America closed its embassy in Caracas in 2019. The leftist regime remains in power but has been working closely with America to open up investment in its oil industry. The country's parliament has also initially approved a law that allows foreign and private companies to invest in mining. Senate Republicans plan to hold a confirmation hearing in mid-March for Mr. Trump's new pick to head the Department of Homeland Security. The president nominated Mark Wayne Mullen for the job after sacking Kristi Noem, who has been criticized for her handling of the immigration crackdown in Minnesota and subsequent protests in which two people died. Mr. Trump fell out with her over the $220 million she spent on an ad campaign. Mr. Mullen is a senator from Oklahoma. The Greens narrowly won re-election in Baden-Württemberg, Germany's third most populous state, which includes the city of Stuttgart. The Christian Democrats, the leading party in the federal government, came a close second. The populist right Alternative for Germany, or AfD, doubled its share of the vote to come third. It was the first of 8 state and local elections taking place this year. The AfD hopes to win more votes than the Christian Democrats in some of them and become the largest party on the right. Hungary's already strained relations with Ukraine worsened when Viktor Orban, Hungary's prime minister, confiscated a shipment of Ukrainian gold and cash. The shipment was travelling from Austria through Hungary to Kiev when it was seized by Hungarian forces. Mr. Orbán claims the gold and cash may have a criminal link, including to political organisations, seen by some as an attempt to smear his election rivals. Ukraine says the shipment was just a transfer between banks. Britain's ruling Labour Party released a report aimed at enhancing social cohesion. Entitled Protecting What Matters, it presented policies for tackling extremism and safeguarding people from discrimination while drawing the country together. But the report caused divisions, most notably over a controversial definition of anti-Muslim hostility that critics think could restrict people's freedom to criticise Islam. In Nepal, the Rashtriya Swatrantra Party looked likely to gain a supermajority in parliament following an election. The progressive and economically liberal party is led by Balendra Shah, who stepped down as mayor of Kathmandu in January. The former rapper was a figurehead for the opposition in last September's student-led riots, in which scores of people died and the prime minister resigned. That same youth-focused Gen Z movement has now swept him to office, breaking the established party's lock on power. Rail services resumed between Beijing and Pyongyang for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic forced them to stop in 2020. The first train between the Chinese and North Korean capitals was sold out, though officials, the media and businessmen were able to secure tickets. North Korea remains closed to foreigners apart from some Russian and Chinese tour groups. Next month's Pyongyang Marathon has been cancelled. Last year, foreign runners competed in the carefully staged event, which ends with a lap of a stadium packed with cheering supporters of the North Korean regime.